Sweden has a severe lack of special education teachers. According to the National Agency for Education, of people working as special education teachers, only 35% have the right certification. The agency concludes that the number of teaching students in the special education program at universities needs to increase by 80% by the year 2038. The president of Teachers Union Sveriges Lärare tells Swedish Radio News that the current situation leaves more and more students at risk of not getting the support in school that they have the legal right to. A worker got trapped at a depth of more than 1,000 meters underground following a mine collapse in Lycksele in Sweden's north on Sunday. The collapse happened at around 7 p.m. with several hundred tons of stone estimated to have fallen, leaving one man stuck underground inside a loading machine. Emergency services and mining staff were sent in to clear the mine, and some 6 hours later, at 12:30 at night, the rescue was completed. The man suffered only slight physical injuries but was flown to hospital for further care. Swedish nuclear technology company Blykalla wants to build 6 nuclear reactors north of Gävle on Sweden's central east coast. For this, they've filed an application with the government, reports news agency TT. The company's plan is to have the plant up and running in 10 years' time. But before then, it needs approval from the government, the municipality, and also clearance from the Land and Environment Court, as well as the Swedish Radiation Safety Authority. And sales of the traditional Mayflower pins have been better than ever this year, according to children's rights organization Majblomman. This year, 61,000 children all over Sweden have sold Mayflower pins worth 124 million kroner. And that's a 17% improvement on last year. The money raised is spent on helping children from low-income families. Those were Monday's headlines from Radio Sweden. Catch all of our stories in full on radiosweden.se or in the SR Play app. I'm Sujay Dutt, wishing you a very pleasant evening.